This will be a quick and compact but really effective mini sequence for you to work with Agnisara at any point in your day where you can fit it in. Start standing in Tadasana. Ground through your feet. As you inhale, lift your arms overhead, reach up, and stretch from side to side. Just reach a little bit more through the right side, a little bit more through the left side to loosen up the sides of the body. Bring more flexibility into the spine. Good. Come back up to center, reach up. As you exhale, lower your arms. Shake out the arms, shake out the hands. And start to twist from side to side. You can lift the heel of the foot that you're moving away from. Let the arms relax as much as possible. Feel the abdomen twisting and turning. And then release. Bring your hands onto your abdomen. Become aware of your breath. Allow the breath to be deep and smooth. Feel your mind begin to turn inward here. And then when you're breath feels well established, you can release your hands and take a wide stance and turn the toes out. So it's a little wider than your usual Agnisara stance, but not so wide that you feel unstable. Bring your hands to your knees. Move your body here. There's no real right or wrong way. You're trying to bring awareness to the legs, the strength of the legs, to open up the inner thighs, release any tension there, any tension in the groin, to free up the hips, free up the lower back, and also the shoulders. You can roll the shoulders a little bit here. Maybe lift one at a time. And twist from side to side here. Really whatever feels right. And then come up when you're ready. So now you can shorten your stance and come into, usually for Agnisara, it's a little bit wider than hips distance. Turn to the side. Yeah. Try to settle the weight of your upper body into your hands. Let your shoulders come up next to your ears even. So there's not a lot of effort to hold yourself here through the core of the body. So let your abdomen be relaxed. As you exhale, round your spine. Bring your chin toward your chest. As you inhale, drop your spine and lift your head. Do just a few of these to connect to that movement in the spine. It's a cat-cow movement in the spine that you've probably experienced in other positions. Connect your breath to this movement and let it be. Connect your breath to this movement and let your mind be in the space of your body. These are two important aspects of Agnisara. There are many different ways that we can practice Agnisara and many different ways of understanding it. We'll work with a fairly simple version here. So now as you exhale, lift the pelvic floor. This includes drawing up of the inner thighs and engagement of the glutes. Draw the lower belly in and then the navel in as well. And then release in the opposite way that you engage. And keep moving in this way. So exhale, round the spine. Lift the pelvic floor, lower belly draws in, upper belly draws in. Inhale, release, upper belly, lower belly, pelvic floor. And keep going. So exhale, drawing up, pressing in. Inhale, releasing down and out. Take a break anytime you need to in the sequence, if you need to come up and rest. But now as you exhale, work more with the right side. So squeeze the right side and then release back down and out. And then move over to the left side. Squeeze in and up and then release down. You can move back and forth from side to side. Notice any feeling of tension that might be there in the side body. But very important to keep the breath deep, diaphragmatic. We're not holding the breath at all, and that the mind is really anchored inside the body. This is important. And then come back to center and do a few more right through center. Think about as you exhale, you're lifting and drawing up and then trying to draw everything into a center point, right? Deep within the center of the abdomen. And then as you inhale, you're releasing that and just expanding as much as you can. We're tapping into an experience of prana that's available here in the abdomen, the pranic hub of the body, that can power our practice but also our daily life. And then the next time you inhale, come up, stand up, just reach the arms up and stretch. Again, stretching from side to side. And I like to think of when you come out of Agnisara to be more organic with your movement and think about what would feel good. So side to side, you're trying to bring length and space back into the area where you've been squeezing and compressing. And then a little twist from side to side can be a good thing to do. Yep, just not overthinking it. Good. Then come back to center. Again, place your hands on your abdomen. Breathe into your hands. So your deep diaphragmatic breathing is a foundation, a preparation for Agnisara, and it's also something that we want to connect back to after we've practiced Agnisara. So now we'll do one sun salutation to integrate this work. Come to the top of your mat. Press down through your feet. As you inhale, lift your arms out and up. As you exhale, fold forward. Inhale, lengthen halfway. Reach through the crown of the head. Exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Lift the hips. Use your downward facing dog now to recontain throughout the abdomen. So lift the pelvic floor, draw the low ribs together, but breathe deeply down into that space. The next time you exhale, let that abdominal engagement draw you forward into a plank position. Reach through the crown of the head. Lift the backs of the knees toward the ceiling. Press back through the heels. Press the floor away and breathe deeply in this position. Then as you exhale, lower all the way down to the floor in the way that feels best for you. Ground through the feet, activate the legs. And as you inhale, lift the upper body into a cobra pose. So you draw the navel in, keep your chin tucked, the back of the neck long, reach through the crown of your head, breathe deeply into the abdomen, even as you feel it strongly engaged. Exhale, lower the forehead to the floor. As you inhale, come back into downward facing dog. And as you exhale, lower down into child's pose. And rest here and breathe. Just let the breath flow deeply and smoothly. And then when you're ready, you can carry on with the rest of your day. Thank you.